Beloved, you are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
Every day I am blessed. Each day brings me joy. God, family, friends, work are my network, my saving grace. I am a child of God. I am where I'm supposed to be. My life is full and complete. Marita Golden, The Power of Affirmations.
So I was thinking, so it's a new year, and I wanted to catch you guys on the spot with this. What is a hope and a desire that you have for people? It can be your community, your church, black people, whatever. Or Americans, whatever. What's a hope and a desire that you have for people going into this new year?
Yeah, man, my hope and desire would be that people would grow more comfortable with being uncomfortable, because a lot of times that discomfort that we feel is actually freedom. And if you look at the fact that, like, even if you want to take it back to like slavery and emancipation, you think about the fact that upon emancipation, a lot of formerly enslaved people had to figure out what life looked like for them. That's not a comfortable place to be. So a lot of us have been clinging to things because it's all that we know. We've been clinging to constructs. We've been clinging to paradigms. We've been clinging to realities because it's all that we know. And when somebody proposes something that might flow against that, it makes us uncomfortable. And since we don't know what to do with that, we kind of reject it, or we fight against it, or we decry it as heretical or as the biggest threat to the gospel. And if we would learn to grow comfortable with being uncomfortable, we might learn to operate in the freedom that Jesus went to the cross to win for us.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I'll go next. I have this hope and desire that people would learn to celebrate themselves. And I have recently come into that space. I did not grow up being celebrated. I did not grow up being affirmed for who I am, my accomplishments. And I think there's something, maybe even culturally, Black people, we are incredible. We endure. We do hard, impossible things without really any accolades. But even just to wake up in the morning sometimes and go throughout our day, like, it's incredible. Like, Black people endure a lot. I mean, we'll see a brother get murdered on TV. It'll hit us. And, you know, y'all will get up and be with your kids. The next morning, I'm like, that's insane, right? Like, I mean, that's absolutely insane. You know, there'll be things going down in your city, you know, in your state, and you have to still, like, okay, yeah, brother got murdered. All right, playing with dolls, you know? And so I have recently come into the belief and into the space of starting to celebrate the person that I am and the works that I am. And that has been revolutionizing the way that I see others. I can see all the ways that others try hard in life, you know, and it makes, you know, so my heart is soft and tender. I think going into this year, this new year, man, we did that. 2020 was hell. Yeah. And so I've learned to celebrate myself in the small wins. And I want that for others. I think that will impact, you know, people's the way they interact with God, the way they interact with each other, but most importantly, the way that they see themselves when they look in the mirror. So mm-hmm. I want people to be proud of who they see when they look in the mirror and be proud from a genuine place. Yeah,
that's it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel tender. Samuel.
Bro, you always want me to follow up like my, like you want me to follow up behind something like that. I'm supposed to follow that up. I mean, because like, look, on the lighter, I should have went first because I was going to say on the lighter side, I want everybody to wear a mask.
Until this day. There it is. There it is.
Whoop, there it is. Like, because, just, yes.
Because I'm ready to go. Look, listen, I'm going to tell you something. 2020 has been a weird year for us, right? Like, we lost our business. Because we couldn't go outdoors, right? As a photographer, we lost our business, but we had a beautiful baby boy. So 2020, it was great. I met y'all. But I think ultimately, all jokes aside, I think, man, being put on the spot. My hope is that people's hearts would truly be captured by the beauty of the gospel, and that eventually, slowly but surely, somehow on this side of eternity, people really learn what it means to love their neighbor, right? And what that means, right? Including what you were talking about, Rob, including what Trey was talking, like, and all, just learn what that means to love your neighbor and stop telling folks that you, when they tell you that you hurt them, stop telling them that you ain't hurt, that it didn't hurt, right? Like, yeah. You don't know if you was younger, you ever get popped by your parent, you'd be like, ah, that hurt. That ain't hurt. You know, I did. How you gonna tell me it didn't hurt? I felt it. It hurt.
Truly.
But just being more sensitive to knowing what it is to love their neighbor. And without rushing to condemn and judge, just to listen and hear them out, right? Even if you disagree, man, they could have legitimate pain there, right? And if you respond in a way that's anti-Christ, bro, what kind of abuse? That's abuse. So I really just want people to know what it really means to love their neighbor.
Love it. Amen, amen.
Because we now have a Patreon, which I want to encourage each and every one of y'all to visit at patreon.com/threeblackmen. Think through it, pray through it. Ask God if he would have you partake in this work that we're doing, because on top of some bonus content here, we have some blog pieces going up. There's going to be some devotional content coming out, and I want to encourage you guys to visit that Patreon, patreon.com/threeblackmen.
Go watch my kids ruin my videos.
Go ahead, watch them. Them babies ain't ruin nothing, man. Matter of fact, it's more people going to sign up to see them babies. How about that, bro?